If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
It's Drinksgiving. Yeah, the day before Thanksgiving, where you have a bunch of drinks and get ready for family time on Thanksgiving. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Wednesday, November 25th, 2020. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, yeah, I mentioned in the little open there that it's Drinksgiving today. And, I had to go to a very, very reliable source to get more information on Drinksgiving. I had to go to the Urban Dictionary, and, you know, everything that you read in there is absolutely true. Drinksgiving, to quote the Urban Dictionary, the day and night before actual Thanksgiving, where you can drink and have fun with your friends because you'll have to endure family the whole next day. Mostly known to college kids and those who live close to their parents because you don't have school the next day as well. So that's what today is supposed to be, Drinksgiving. That's, I guess, how they celebrate it on the college campuses. But, you know, this year, I think, is a little different. I think a lot of us would love to be able to have a day with the family this year because we haven't seen them in 7 or so months. I just saw a tweet somebody posted, I'm having one of those days, and it's been lasting for 7 months. I think that's how we all feel a little bit. I mean, you know, with the potential vaccine coming out, maybe, you know, we can start to feel better. Maybe this will be our only quarantined Thanksgiving that we'll have to deal with for our lives. You know, one thing I was seeing, newscasters were talking about how many turkeys were being sold. And I started to think, well, wait a minute, if people aren't getting together, that's, you know, a bunch of individual turkeys that have to be put together. I think about my family, it's like, okay, there's like 4 or 5 turkeys there that need to be made this year versus just one dry turkey that I make. I'm throwing mine in the smoker this year. It's going to be delicious. I'll let you know on Friday how that turns out. Anyway, yeah, so we thought we had it bad, but man, those turkeys, they're going to have a rough year this year. All right. I'm going to change pace here and talk about something serious. International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. This is a day that was declared by the United Nations and designated as November 25th of each year. You know, it really sucks that we have to have a day like this. The premise of the day is to raise awareness of the fact that women around the world are subject to rape, domestic violence, and other forms of violence. You know, reading the stats on this, about 1 in 3 women worldwide have experienced either physical and or sexual intimate partner violence or non-partner sexual violence in their lifetime. The stats are just ridiculous on this. And it's, you know, they cover a lot of days throughout the year. And this is just so upsetting that we even have to have a day like this, that this happens. And I looked up a bunch of different organizations and I was going to list those here. But, you know, I haven't done research on them, really. I haven't really dug into them. And what I would love it if at some point today, if you could do a little research into this, find a great organization and do some volunteer work or make a donation or at least learn some more information about this so that we can help stop this. So this is at some point just a relic of the past and something that we don't have to have a national day for each year. All right. So, I don't have a guest on the show today. I'm doing a solo show. I've been having so many guests on the show. It's been fantastic. But I figured, you know, Wednesday before Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving, I'm going to not do the guest thing. But we'll start, you know, we've had a lot of positive feedback from that. So don't worry. We'll bring people back. Just not today. You're going to have to hear me throughout the entire podcast. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break and I will come back with our events for the day. Kind of 90s hip hop vibe thing going on there. We pick up most of our music from Storyblocks. Again, they don't pay me. I pay them, but love the music. So I figured I'd give them a little free plug there. Hey, another plug. I know I'm supposed to talk about the events of today, but I want to tell you about something that I did for Solvecast. Okay, if you haven't heard of Solvecast, essentially they're a podcast. They do YouTube videos. It's kind of a news network type of thing that's just starting out. They provide short, detailed answers to solve questions that matter most to you. For instance, I'm talking on their podcast about entrepreneurship and ADHD. I got to interview Johan Wicklund. He is a professor that is studying entrepreneurship, studying the link to mental health and ADHD. Fantastic interview, fantastic guy. Go to solvecast.com to check it out. I'll throw a link in the description to today's podcast. I also want to tell you, and again, I know I'm supposed to be talking about the events, but I'm kind of talking about events in my life right here so that you know about them. I'm starting another podcast, and you're going to learn about it this weekend on Small Business Saturday, which obviously would be this Saturday. I'm going to be talking with my co-host on another podcast. Yeah, we're going to be talking on this podcast about another podcast that I'm doing. It is a DIY for small business podcast where basically we give a little bit of business advice to small businesses and try to help them out. All right, I feel like I'm talking a bit too much about myself and what's going on in my life. Let's instead talk about what is going on with the events of today. We're going to start today in 1963, and I've been talking about this over the last few days. Well, today, John F. Kennedy was laid to rest at Arlington Cemetery back in 1963. So, you know, he never actually picked where he wanted to be buried. They thought at first that perhaps he would be buried in Massachusetts or somewhere else, but he had taken a tour earlier in the year of Arlington, and he actually remarked to a friend about the view of the Potomac. He said it was so magnificent that he could stay there forever. Well, that message was relayed to Jackie, his wife, and she selected a spot. The spot was not the final resting place, however. He was moved in March of 1967, just a few feet away, about 20 feet or so, to a final resting spot. See, it took them some time to put together this other spot. They wanted to do it properly. They actually, the planning stage of this involved 40 architects. It involved sculptors, painters, landscapers. All these different people got together. They created a 76-page research report to decide basically what to do and how to put this together as a proper tribute to the life of former President JFK. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers had to step in on one particular issue. See, the day before, on the 24th, just 24 hours before the burial, Jackie had decided that she wanted to put an eternal flame at the plot. Well, there was a little bit of work to do to get that done. And yeah, the Army Corps of Engineers, they were able to figure it out. They actually used a propane-fueled tiki torch. And they quickly placed a gas line leading up to the plot. And that way, Jackie was actually able to light it at the end of the ceremony that night. The plans for the final burial site were not revealed until November of 1964. It cost around $300,000 for the gravesite and about $2 million in required improvements to the area around the grave. The flame actually has, despite being called the Eternal Flame, gone out a few times. Actually, one time, a Catholic school had some children visiting, and they were sprinkling holy water on the grave. The top came off, and they actually extinguished the flame. Oh, man. How much did they get yelled at? That's not cool. Some storms have also put out the flame, and it's gone out for some other reasons. They actually had to redo the entire process to get that flame so that it wouldn't have any issues. They redid it in 2013, and again a couple years ago. They put another $350,000 or so into upgrades of just that eternal flame. Isn't that crazy? All right, let's move now to 1976. O.J. Simpson gained 273 yards for Buffalo versus Detroit, playing the best game of his career. He scored 2 touchdowns that night. And you know what? I haven't heard much about O.J. Simpson since 1976. I wonder what he's been up to all these years. By the way, you know, just bringing up that it is International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. All right, moving now to 2010. In Alaska, they decided that an entire area would be dedicated to a habitat for polar bears. And let me tell you, if you want to feel good about today, watch some videos about polar bears. Yeah, I watched about 90 minutes of YouTube videos on polar bears. Okay, yeah, 90 minutes on that. And you wonder why I couldn't book a guest for today. Because I was doing that, I guess. Anyway, yeah, let's tell you about a story that happened last year. An 82-year-old woman found herself in danger. Somebody was breaking into her house. Well, guess what she did? She just happened to be a bodybuilder. And yeah, 92 years old. She can deadlift 225 pounds. She beat the guy up. He had to be taken away in an ambulance. How about that? If you want more on that story, you can check it out on 13wham.com. That's W-H-A-M. Oh, ham. I'm going to have some of that tomorrow, too. Hey, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Joe DiMaggio was born on this day in 1914. He passed away in 1999. Jenna Bush Hager, she turns 39 today. The YouTuber and singer Kevin Wu is 29 today. Christina Applegate is 49. Jamie Grace is 29. Rome Flynn is also 29. That's your look at November 25th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Go to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I will talk to you tomorrow on Thanksgiving. Talk to you then.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogs.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.